Alex had a fun time. They were chill out in the Hamptons with her and her girlfriends that used to be uncoupled, and they all got together, and one of the girl, the guy that she's been seeing, kind of ruined it. He's just kind of a butthead.
She had me take like a really pretty headshot pic of her on the beach, sent it to him being like, you know, like, look, looking good for you, like thinking of you,
hey,
whatever.
Hey, baby.
And his response was, oh, is that for like all the guys that you're hanging out with? Are you looking good? So all the guys that you're at the beach with will like hook up with you. Is that a picture for your new dating profile? You're acting different because you're with your coupled friends. And then being like, are you wanting me to break up with you? Like just being crazy. And I was like, he's 34 years old. He's acting nuts.
To be fair, like if my wife's like, hey, I'm hanging out with Alex, I'm like, oh, hell no, you're not hanging out with that wild party animal.
Is that a red flag?
I would be shutting that down immediately.
I got a lot of tweets at Joan Alex Show. Kiana said she should leave him. If he's acting like this about just a girl's trip, then who knows what else he could become crazy and jealous over. Carl Lizzle said, leave him. He sounds crazy. Andrea said, as a student studying psychology, this is a big red flag. She needs to leave him before things get worse. He is crazy. Stella, leave him. Don't waste more time on a controlling and jealous person. Dan, leave him. Due to controlling and will continue treating her like this.
Alex, did you talk to your friend? Like, is this the first example of him being kind of jealous or
yes.
controlling?
So that's what she wants to know. She's like, do I leave him? Because this is only the first time. Like, should I let it go? Because, like, you know, it's my first trip without him. He's been home with his baby. So he's, like, jealous that he's missing out.
Yeah.
So do I let this go and give him another chance? Or is this a bad enough red flag that I need to end it?
Hey, Stephanie, you're on the Joan Alex Show. You're saying that Alex's friend needs to get away.
Yeah, because it doesn't get any better. That's just total sign of being a narcissist, mentally abusive, and manipulative. Like, there is no way. I dated a guy like that, and he was so nice at first. And I thought, oh, this is just a one-time thing. And then finally, he excluded me away from my friends and everything. Like, he needs to get away.
Okay.
All right, so like, you're saying that she should leave him. All right, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Rachel. Rachel, you're on the Joan Alex Show, and you also kind of say leave him.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not going to change. I agree with the first girl. Like, it just because he's super sweet and nice now, this is a huge red flag, especially if he already has kids, because you said he was at home with his baby. He will get super controlling, especially if he gets her knocked up before she gets away from him.
Yikes.
Do you think, though, and by all means, listen, I want to go on the record before everybody go against me. If you're in an abusive or controlling relationship, guy or girl, get the hell out. You're so much better than that. But do you think, Rachel, in this situation, could it just be one time? Like, we've all been jealous, yes or no? I've been jealous before.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Of course. Like, I get jealous, too. But
could it be a one-time
thing? I'm not going to ruin his whole day for it. Like, especially if he's going on a trip and we knew about it ahead of time.
Yeah,
like,
so
you had time to prepare yourself for this.
What do you think about this? So when we left and we were driving back back into the city to go to the airport after, he was, you know, blowing up her phone and saying, like, you know, this is over. We're clearly not meant to be. You don't know how to handle yourself when you go on trips, like acting like she had cheated on him or something. Nothing had happened. So I said, don't text him back. Totally ignore him. Sure enough, after like an hour had gone by, she had not said anything. He said, maybe I was a little harsh. Then another hour, she didn't text back. Then he called her. She didn't answer. Then he was like, please answer the phone. I'm sorry. I overreacted. Like, as soon as he thought, like, oh, crap, like, this is really going to end now. She's going to, like, seriously not be, you know, my whatever you want to call her, not girlfriend, but, you know, girl that I'm hanging out with anymore. Then he, like, freaked out and was all backpedaling. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he was wanting her to be controlled. And when he realized he wasn't controlling her, he was like, oh, wait, come back.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. And I told her, I said, this is not right. This is not normal.
All right, let's take one more call on this real quick. Lindsay, you're on the Joan Alex Show. You had a question. What's your question for this whole thing?
Why has she not deleted her Bumble profile?
I think that she has. I think that deep down she has an inkling that something isn't right with this guy, and I think she wants to have an out in case. That's what I think.
Well, that's not cool.
And then you also said they're not, like, not girlfriend, but the person that they're seeing. Like, so they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. They're not exclusive.
They're exclusive, like, neither of them are seeing other people, but they're not calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend. They're not Facebook official, you know?
Oh, yeah, just end it.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, thanks for calling in. I think she brings up a good point, and it's like, yeah, it doesn't sound like either one of them really feels that healthy about things. I don't know, just about me, maybe this is the estrogen running through my body, but, and I feel like you'd be the same way, Alex. Wouldn't you want to define the relationship as soon as possible? Like,
not as soon as possible, but if I, like, by 3 months,
a couple of months in, I would.
Yeah, about 2 to 3 months, I know for sure if this is somebody that I could see myself in a relationship with or not. So I want you to, like, make the move, yes or no. Are we going to be exclusive or not?
But I want you to say you're my girlfriend.
Right.
Or my boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't understand people that, like, oh, we've been seeing each other for 10 months, but, like, we're not boyfriend or girlfriend, we've just been seeing each other. Like, I don't get that stuff.
Now, I get if you're banging other people, that's a different thing. But, all right, well, cool. Well, I don't know. Give us an update if you do find out anything about your friend.
I'm going to send her this clip when we're done with the show and let her decide.
Don't let her guy hear it. I don't want to get killed, okay?
Oh, she...
I like living.
It was funny because she's like, yeah, he's so pissed off that I told all my friends about like, us fighting. She said, but little does he know, one of my friends is a morning show co-host, and she's going to blast this on the radio.
He's about to get barbecued.